I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you, because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you. You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. And this is Umabiha Mukhtar, the host of the show. And our guest today is Sister Salma Khalfan, who is an Islamic researcher and is going to enlighten us about the status of a woman according to the leader, according to Sayyid Ali Khamenei. So first, Sister Salma, Salamun Alaikum.
Wa Alaikum Salam Wa Rahmatullah.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you also.
So inshallah, today we are going to be talking about what our beloved spiritual leader tells us about a woman's role in the family, because I feel as a woman myself and having a home, I want to know that my role in the family is supposed to be very, you know, weighty and is looked at greatly by Allah, so that I feel better, because a lot of women feel, you know, they're doing less. They're not able to give so much the way, for example, their husbands are able to.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yes, Ayatollah Khamenei stresses a lot on how, you know, family life. He stresses a lot on family life, the way I was going through. And he first says women should enjoy freedom to develop these, you know, talents in the home, okay? Within the circle of home and family. These are the best areas for it to happen, her talents being exposed. So he says, in his opinion, one of the main issues is the family issue. And the basis of the issue is the woman's security. Okay, Allah wants that security of a woman in every way. For example, from you know, the stranger's eyes,
yes,
and also her safety at home means with her husband, not alone, of course.
Yeah,
that means encouraging marriage. And then he says nothing should prevent a woman from studying and reading, learning and writing, of course. And this is all related to women who are interested, for example, to develop these talents at home. Now, what does he mean by this? Does it mean that she should study at home?
Mm-hmm.
No, it means that she should be encouraged by the people, the members at home, right from home. If she's wanting to study and, for example, you know, like learn how to read and write and all these things, she should not be prevented to extra do that, you know. If she's in the field of, for example, becoming a physician, a doctor, or she wants to become a pharmacist, she shows interest in that, encourage her.
Yeah.
A father should encourage her daughter. A husband should encourage her, his wife.
I feel that support is very necessary.
Yeah,
very
for important. A woman, it's very necessary. It's like she's a flower. You shouldn't treat her like in that way, aggressively, you know?
Yeah.
Ayatollah Khamenei encourages this kind of thing to happen, that, you know, don't discourage her. Always don't prevent her even from studying, reading, learning and writing. And the grounds should be prepared for these tasks to happen, Ayatollah says. And of course, these grounds for this thing to happen is through encouragement.
So... when we look at women, you know, they usually have this complaint that they're not looked at or respected enough at home because their husbands come home and say, oh, what have you been doing all day? You know, you've just been at home cleaning, cooking, you know, that's not a big deal. We have been out in the real world doing the important work. So a lot of women get disheartened with this kind of portrayal by their husbands. So I think, do you mean to say this is supposed to be like a both ways, like... the husband supporting is as necessary as, you know, the woman wanting. So if the husband doesn't support, it kind of makes it really hard for a woman to even do her basic, you know, necessary works or jobs.
Yeah.
Because if, as a woman, I feel me cooking or me taking care of my children is not even respected or not even accepted by my husband nicely, it gets so difficult.
Yeah, that's true. And it all goes back to spouse selection. How you select your spouse, yeah? Is he compatible with you? So be very choosy on that. And also we'll see how Ayatollah Khamenei recommends the youth on marriage, but he stresses that you have to be very choosy with your spouse, whom you select.
Definitely.
Don't just choose somebody whom you feel that you have, you know, liked on his physical basis or his knowledge. No, you have to understand which family he hails from, what kind of parents does he have.
Yes.
What kind of neighbors, what do they say about him? So this is like a big project. You don't
very
have to
true.
Just forego it just by a person's outer face that, you know, taqwa cannot be said that he is in a one-day judgment. Taqwa is something that is an embedded, unwired thing that requires ages for a person to understand that this person is pious.
Very true.
You know, and piety is something that, and good actions are the are two the criteria to look for in a spouse. So what can you expect a spouse who, you know, ignorant man, he is not expected to, you know, support his wife.
Very true.
The wife even can't blame in a way that, you know, we are disrespected. In a way, she or her family had not given enough time or importance to this kind of marriage spouse selection. So this should be done very thought-provokingly from day one.
Exactly.
That is the best advice I could give for youngsters who are embarking on such a, religious institution, such a noble institution that is among the sunnah of the Holy Prophet, you know?
Exactly. So I would love to hear more about what Rahbar has to say on, you know, encouraging marriage. And inshallah, we hope to get to that after the break.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Okay, so Sister Salma, you were telling us about, you know, the issues that occur for a woman and her role in the family, and how it's important for her to take that also as important, the woman's security, and etc. So can you tell us more about why a woman is encouraged, or generally people are encouraged to get married at a younger age or at a, you know, youthful age instead of too late, and what Rahbar has to say about that? Because like you had mentioned previously, a lot of reasons why, you know, the family is not able to progress is because there is no compatibility between the husband and wife. So is it encouraged to marry young? Is it encouraged to, you know, marry in a particular way? Please tell us.
It is better to marry at the right time, in the right place. Okay. So first of all, when Ayatollah Khamenei talks about youth and marriage, he starts off with mentioning that one of the cardinal and most major sins committed by the West today is the fact that marriage and family formation have been belittled so much and been discredited, taken for granted, you know, taken it as a small and a side issue, whilst it's the main like thing to form a family and everything. And that's what Ayatollah Khamenei really stresses on the family. And before that, of course, he's now educating the youth about the marriage. He says, in view of all women and I've spoken to in this regard, on many occasions, he says, I've repeatedly said that in the Holy Quran, women have been mentioned as examples of piety, and also women have been mentioned as examples of those people who lack faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He starts off. And this is a very interesting point. When the Holy Quran mentions examples of good and bad people, the examples of women are taken. For example, he says about Hazrat Asiya, who was the wife of Fir'aun. If you go and see, how did she become so great that Allah uses her an example of the believing women through a family system? Allah applauded her that she was the one to sing these praises that, oh Allah, I want near you a house right in Jannah, right?
Yeah.
So when examples are used, example of the great lady Hazrat Maryam is also used, that she was among the ones who was chaste. Why? She was brought up in such a chaste manner. She was also nurtured in a chaste manner. And she had challenges that people were like after her chastity. So at that time, Allah used her as an example. So good women also under the family system. See?
Very true.
So through what? Marriage. That's why Ayatollah Khamenei stresses on marriage, and then he comes to the family.
Okay.
That these are the women who can rise, good people who can rise through family. And again, when he wants to take, Allah wants to take examples of the bad people in this earth, they're the women. Who are they? The wives of Hazrat Nuh and Hazrat Lut. They are the women, and they, what did they do? They disbelieved and went against their husbands.
Very true. Made me realize one thing that, you know, as I think this was mentioned, that, you know, we tend to look up at specific women who are icons or models or something like that. And when we realize that later on, these women are not going to be remembered as much as women who are thousands, thousands of years ago. We remember Bibi Maryam, we remember Bibi Asiya, we remember them as such chaste and beautiful women. And this is very surprising, because you feel like, how much, you know, izzat and respect has Allah given these women that we remember them till today with all very beautiful and pious and good characteristics. Then we have to be such people who are, you know, trying to act like Bibi Maryam and Bibi Asiya and Bibi Fatima al-Zahra. And I think that is a very, very special point. So you've been talking about, you know, chastity and morality, and how, you know, in the women of Islam especially, we have been seeing that very much more than in any other religion today. And what is this chastity and morality, and why is it so rampant in only our religion? Like, I don't see it encouraged the way it is encouraged in our religion. Is this something very, you know, like, how can we show it as something so special that other religions are lacking to, you know, show off or show, while our religion is trying to, you know, maximize it to, you know, the utmost?
Yes, one of the secrets is in his speeches itself, that he says because of the family system.
Yeah.
You know, the family system should is so, like, solid that come out such women. You know, either they're very good, or if they don't abide by their free will and they use it wrongly, then bad women come out of it. So family system is very much emphasized. When we see the Western civilization, Ayatollah Khamenei says, it treats this very insignificant as an institution. You know, the institution of marriage, it treats it so insignificantly. And the great bond that should be between a man and woman is taken so ordinary, like just the changing of one's clothes, or, you know, going to a shop, from different shops to a different shop. And from this viewpoint, individual emotions and tastes and instinctive feelings are set against the continuity of family relationships. So whenever one partner feels difficult, you know, a situation come about and he feels different about something in his partner, or he faces some problem or shortcoming, then, you know, whatever he fancies, he just does it, and he just comes out of this relationship as easily as got in.
Like, so, no responsibility.
Yeah, no responsibility. And look at it, and look at, compare it with our institution of marriage. So sacred, right?
Yeah.
Why? Because the solidification of the family bonds to come about. And therefore, you know, when that family comes about, a society can spring about, a society of good families together, and the system of wilaya can get stronger, the unity can get stronger. We are all striving for that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why Ayatollah Khamenei really stresses on the solidification of the roots of the family.
I've heard a lot of stories where they are together, they've got children, and the wife is like, oh, I'm still looking forward to when my husband's going to propose. They already have like 2-3 children.
Yeah.
So it's very surprising.
Yeah, and sad. Agonizing.
Very sad.
For the children. The children are not, like, they've not got a solid foundation in themselves. And Ayatollah Khamenei says that make it in such a way that, you know, that solidified family should bring up like a tree with strong roots, and the offshoots, that is the fruits, should be sweet fruits.
Very true.
Yeah, the children that are halal, that are so, like, you know, lawful children who will do something for the society.
I think, right? They lack this understanding. They're this kind of selfish world that, you know, I want
They've turned away from the fitrat.
Yeah.
You see?
Thank you very much, inshallah. We hope to see you in the next episode, inshallah. Sure.
I know I'm waiting, waiting for something, something to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.